along the provincial road SP55, connecting Messoiuso to Campo Felice di Fitalia, a distinctive mountain rises on the right-hand side, capturing the eye with its cone-shaped summit and its mysterious aura. Mount Marabito, standing at 1,198 meters above sea level. But this mountain is more than a geographical landmark. It is the heart of ancient legends passed down through generations and later documented by local writer and ethno-historical researcher Ignazio Gattuso. According to local folklore, the mountain is hollow and filled with gold. Inside, vast underground chambers glitter with golden floors, walls, and ceilings. These halls are said to be inhabited by spirits, witches, and mystical beings, who gather there to decide which misfortunes to cast upon humankind. The entrance to this magical underworld lies hidden in the Grotta della Lera, in dialect Gruta di Laradira, named after the ivy, the lera, that conceals it. One famous tale recounts how a shepherd, in search of a lost sheep, stumbled into the cave. Overwhelmed by the gold inside, he tried to gather as much as he could, but was swallowed by darkness. Only when he dropped the treasure did light return, guiding him out. A hunter, on the other hand, was lucky enough to emerge from the cave rich. These and many other tales are preserved in Volume 1 of the Opere series by Ignazio Gattuso, edited by Mandala, Di Marco, and Di Michelli. Today, Mount Marabito continues to enchant hikers and lovers of folklore. Visiting it means stepping into a world where nature and legend intertwine, and where every stone seems to whisper an ancient tale.